So George Orwell, we always have to come back to this when we're dealing in an area, come back to him when dealing in an area of political doublespeak, right? Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. And it's very effective. More messages to promote abortion that we hear. It's legal. Hey, it's legal. That can, you know, that shuts down a lot of people right there. We need to have responses to these things. It's a constitutional right. And again, if it seems legal, it must be okay. Reproductive rights are human rights, and everybody loves human rights. Equal rights, reproductive rights are essential for achieving gender equality. Bodily autonomy. Bodily autonomy acts do not recognize that with pregnancy, there are two separate bodies, two people involved. And then there's trust women. The decision to abort should be made by a woman according to her God and in consultation with her doctor. So this isn't working very much anymore for pro-abortion supporters, for abortion supporters, because really, you know, everybody knows that. You know, pro-life really don't like not trust women. That's just not working anymore. And the fact is that women who have abortions very rarely even spend time with the doctor or discuss anything with the doctor. They just kind of meet the doctor right before the abortion is performed. Pro-choice, this is another thing that's not working very well because, you know, pro-choice people will say, well, I'm pro-life. You know, and pro-life thing, I'm pro-choice. So we're kind of moving beyond that to other things, which we'll get to in one sec. And, of course, Frederica. No woman wants an abortion as she wants an ice cream cone or a Porsche. She wants an abortion as an animal caught in a trap wants to gnaw off its own leg. So, it's really hard to convince. However, they're doing a really good job of convincing. And the tactics are still working, but there is a shift to improve those tactics, and these shifts occur all the time. But here, the most recent is with Cecile Richardson, as president of Planned Parenthood, she had real political emphasis. I mean, I swear, after her administration, I just felt like, Planned Parenthood, that's just another branch of government, right? You know, she did such a good job. But that's shifted now. And in refining its message, they are, they're going to continue to be highly politically motivated, but that's not the prominent strategy any longer. What they're doing now is moving to a medical emphasis. So the new president is Liana Nguyen, who is a medical doctor. And the new push is to present abortion as healthcare. And we all love healthcare. What's wrong with that? So it's really hard to argue that, except that abortion is not healthcare. A pregnancy is normal and natural and healthy. It's not a disease, illness, or injury that needs to be treated by being terminated. Okay, and then in this one, here's another one, abortion is healthcare. But notice in this one cracks me up. So freedom is used three times and abortion once. So, you know, these messages sink in. I want freedom, I'm American. They're also saying abortion is common, 1 in 4 women do it. So it's normal, it's healthcare, it's common, it's a good, it's a societal good, it's even responsible. So these are the messages now. Do you see the shift? A little bit of a shift? We have to watch out for that. So then young people, young women is also going to be influenced by celebrities. As it seems like most celebrities support abortion. Live News said it eloquently, supporting the abortion deaths of unborn babies has become a popular cause of the Hollywood elite. So this month, singer-actress Selena Gomez made news when she wore a 1973 necklace which commemorates Roe versus Wade for a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. And her Instagram text says, stop telling women what to do with their bodies. Singer Ariana Grande donated $250,000 to Planned Parenthood. And also this month, pop singer Miley Cyrus teamed up with Planned Parenthood in a sweatshirt fundraiser, and she posed suggestively, licking an abortionist healthcare cake. So I actually cropped out the licking part. It was gross and confusing. It was really funny on the internet. Another girl made a cake similar, and it said adoption is an option, and she did a complete parody of Miley Cyrus. It's really funny, licking in like a parody way. So that was, you know, it was nice to see, yeah, to see that adoption is an option. So we talked about how abortion is not healthcare. The violent killing of the living person in the mother's womb, and it is indeed violence, but we don't talk about that. We talk about it as care. You're going to see that a lot. And a lot of times when you're reading about abortion by abortion supporters, they don't just say abortion, they say abortion care. What's the difference between abortion and abortion care? Nothing except propaganda. Okay. Care no matter what. So interestingly, the numbers of abortions Planned Parenthood commits have increased over time as their other services have decreased. Breast cancer screening, pap tests, prenatal care, and HPV treatments are all down. Abortion is the moneymaker, and Liana Wen, the new president, has stated what she has known for a long time. Abortion is the core of Planned Parenthood's mission.
There was a thing online about someone actually called all these clinics, Planned Parenthood, and asked them if they provided, like screenings and things like that. And they referred them to somebody else, or they said, we don't do that.
Yeah.
And they did it all over the United States, and
yep,
the majority didn't have anything to do with anything else but abortion.
Yes. And they had done something similar with mammograms, where they'll say something, we do mammograms, we save lives. And then people called, they did call campaign, and you couldn't get a mammogram except maybe like 3%, 5% of Planned Parenthood clinics. So they're very good at public relations, and they are very bold. They will say anything as long as they can get away with it, and then that puts it in our court to have a call campaign, to have to figure it out, try and get the word out that it's not true, and it takes a lot of energy and a lot of time. In the meantime, a lot of abortions are going on. So Planned Parenthood's abortion numbers have gone up while the rest of the country's abortion numbers have gone down, so they're just out of step. And again, this is from Planned Parenthood website, 6 reasons we fight for women's health. Is that number one? Number two, doctors help decide, not politics or religious beliefs, okay? Anti-Christian message, confusing people, okay. So then we kind of alluded earlier to, you know, is abortion co-opting Christianity, abortion, you know, rights groups? Here we have a woman holding a sign, Christian and pro-choice. We have these kinds of things on the internet, what the Bible says about abortion, that's right, nothing. but who knows? I mean, these people are not reading the Bible. This is very easy to believe. And of course, Father Edward explained that is inaccurate. And also Orthodox Christians have the benefit of tradition through the Didache and other writings and teachings of the fathers of the church. So it's very confusing for a young person, a young Christian, seeing actual clergy advocating abortion. And I do have to say, you know, there have been strains in Christianity for a while of supporting abortion. And I think they would, you know, like the attorney who represented Norma Corvey in Roe versus Wade seeking to overturn abortion restrictions, she actually, I think, came from a Methodist background. So she kind of grew up in a Christian, supposedly Christian culture that's teaching her to support abortion and to make way and have underground ways for women to get abortions before it was legal. This was through churches were doing this. So this has been around for a while, but I don't think that they were this bold. And then there is the famous Christian abortionist Willie Parker. Before he was recently accused of sexual assault, he was highly celebrated in the media. He was kind of everywhere. He considers abortion a ministry, and he said this. He says a lot of quotes about by him on the internet. He's a darling of the pro-abortion media. God is love, and God does not judge, but God's people can become overly pious and haughty. Okay. Ouch. Okay, and then, so all of these factors bringing this girl into the clinic, what happens when she's there? The lack of support, and she doesn't have support not to go there. Instead, she's encouraged to go to have the abortion from the father of the child, peers, and society, even her mother. Her own mother has a big influence on this. Abortion seems like a justified action to this frightened and vulnerable individual, and it is often free in California, as we know. Plus, parents, as we know, can be completely left out. So once she's inside the abortion clinic, any additional necessary persuasion will be employed. Abortion clinics regularly employ what they call abortion counselors. I was very surprised when a friend in our mother's group, who was a professional photographer with an art degree, told us she was working at Planned Parenthood as an abortion counselor. I was shocked that the term counselor would be applied to someone who had no background whatsoever in psychology. But when someone says they're a counselor, you really somehow you assume that they have this education. She was a wonderful person and easy to talk to. She was great, but she was not qualified to counsel on abortion. I was confused and worried. Turns out the abortion counselors are more like salespeople, a common sales technique. If you have the money today, you can get your abortion at a discount.